everybody, Michelle here. I've got a bit of a beef about iTunes 11. And kind of a pun here. In the 80s, there used to be a commercial for Wendy's, and this lady came out, would come on and say, "Where's the beef?" Well, my question is, where's the accessibility? What I would term as a half and half, a half keyboard user and a half mouse user. For me, it keeps things a bit more tidy. I get more finesse with what I'm doing. And I'm seeing here that unless you are fully mouse user, you have no hope in getting along in this version. My question is, like, why couldn't they have, instead of this drop-down menu, why couldn't they have just kept it the way it is, or put podcasts, music, or whatever, you know, all the other categories at the top, and then gone into the new format that they have. Personally, so far, I like the new format so far, but I don't like the ability to not be able to use shortcuts. I'd rather have that ability. And personally, you know, it's clunky. It needs some finesse. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. But again, where's the accessibility? My husband can't even access his menus through the Alt key. They're there, but they're graphic. So I hope that helps for those that are struggling with that. There is a drop-down menu. There's below the top of the screen. Now, I know this doesn't affect when, like, it's different with screen readers, but if you tab around, you'll see your controls, which is great, and your search. Well, below that, below that,
sorry,
it's okay, it should be reading a drop-down menu that right now says music. There's a little iCloud graphic, and then whatever your is in that. In this case, songs, albums, artists, genre, playlists, radio match, and then your button for your iTunes store. It should be reading that. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm kind of winding down. And we'll go from there. Safe journeys and God bless. Bye.